Hey, are you a creep or what? Yeah, you. I'm talking to you. Why are you staring at that girl? What are you, a creep? What? Is that all you have to say to defend yourself? Not convincing enough, to be honest. And I still think you're a creep. So what else do you have to say for yourself? Otherwise, I'm just gonna yell to let everyone know there's a creep right here. Doesn't matter to me. I can stay here and wait all night. I got nothing better to do, so you can either start explaining yourself, or I can let everyone know there's a creep at this party. Oh, also, don't try to make a run for it. I have a picture of you, and I will share it with everyone. Since when did I take a picture of you? Since now. Smile. I can't believe that worked. Now, explain why you were staring at that girl for so long. Huh? Nope. I'm not going anywhere. Like I said, either explain yourself, or I'll let everyone here know you're a creep and should be avoided at all costs. Okay, if you're not gonna say anything, then you leave me no choice.
Hey,
get your hand off me. Who said you can cover my mouth with your hand? What? Now you wanna explain yourself? Sure. Let's hear it. Let's hear your stupid excuse. Oh my god, that is one heck of an explanation. Wait, give me a sec. Let me recap what you just said. Okay. So, you went to this party hoping to find a girl that you have a crush on. And instead of going up and talking to her like a normal human being, you decided to just stare at her from a distance. You know what? I guess I can sort of accept that explanation, but why don't you just go up and talk to her? Why stand here and stare at her? Staring at someone isn't gonna make them magically go talk to you. In fact, if anything, staring at someone might have the opposite effect. It might creep them out if they find out you're just staring at them like a weirdo. You didn't decide to stare at her? What do you even mean by that? I mean, you sure looked like you decided to just stand here and stare. You're afraid. Afraid of what? Oh, rejection? Yeah, you're probably right. To be completely honest with you, I didn't even consider that was a possibility. And look, all I'm gonna say is that staring at someone won't help you overcome that fear. Okay, but think about it for just a bit. Let's say you won't talk to this girl at this party. How many other chances are you gonna get after that? If you do get to meet her at another party, what are you gonna do? Are you still just gonna stare at her hoping for a different outcome? And what happens when you meet someone else you like in the future? Are you gonna let your fear of rejection win every time and not do anything about it? I say just do it. The worst she can say is no, right? Plus, you won't know what she will say if you don't go up and talk to her. What you're doing right now is just staring from a distance and, in fact, rejecting yourself of a chance. You won't know the result till you actually go up and talk to her. And if she does reject you, then at least you know now she doesn't want you and you can move on. It's better than just staring at her hoping for a result that'll never come. I don't know. Just ask her if she wants to grab a drink or coffee someday. But why do you ask? What were you planning on saying to her? What? Hold up. Rewind. You were gonna ask her to be your girlfriend. Like, right off the bat, just like that. Dude, do you even know this girl well enough to ask that? No, of course. Then I hope she says no, because why would she? Why would any girl say yes to someone asking them out who they don't even know? You have to at least know someone to an extent to even have a chance of it working out like that. Okay, let's say hypothetically you go up to her, ask her to be your girlfriend, and she says yes. Again, hypothetically. She says yes, and then what? What is your plan after she says yes? Did you even have a plan? What? Kiss! Hey, calm down. Expecting a kiss from someone you just met is wild. Like, what are we, in a fucking rom-com? You know, you have such a high expectation for someone with no courage to even talk to someone like you. I mean, not to be rude, but I bet you're not even a good kisser. Like, expecting a Wait, what? A peck? Like, on the cheek? Oh, okay. That is a lot more reasonable, but still somewhat unlikely. For you, anyway. I'm sorry. I'm kidding. But why didn't you just say peck on the cheek then? You had me all mixed up. Well, I mean, a peck is like, you know, it's quick and light. Like a quick and light version of a kiss. But I wouldn't consider that kissing, you know? A kiss is more intimate than a peck. More endearing. Have you had a kiss before? Wait, don't answer that. I think I already know the answer. Well, do you want me to show you how? Come on, don't be a pussy. Why don't you try it? You might learn a thing or two that could help you with your crush in the future. Maybe. Yeah? Okay, follow me. Step inside. And don't worry, we will not get in trouble for this. Come on, it's fine. No one will know we're in the closet. Plus, no one can see us in here, including your crush, so you don't have to worry about anything. It feels like cheating on your crush? But that's not a thing. Stop, you're ruining the mood right now, before it's even happened. Just shut up and let me teach you how to kiss a girl. Okay, come closer. Closer. I said closer. Put your arms out. Wrap them around me. But not too tight. And I'll wrap my arms around your neck. Just like this. Now, lean in. Tilt your head a little. It doesn't matter which way, you just tilt your head. Now, start closing your eyes as you're leaning in. Can you feel my lips near yours? Yeah. Good. Now, slightly part your lips a little. Just a tiny bit. Now, only thing left is to place your lips on mine and kiss me. How was that for your first kiss? You good? What? Cat got your tongue? You're doing pretty great. So, you wanna do it again? Yeah. Oh, you like it? You better. Now, you try it, okay? Mm-hmm. Just lean in and place your lips on mine. Good job. You want to do it one more time? All right. Okay. I think that's enough for your first lesson, yeah? So, What did you think? Did you like it? What? No, I didn't say you were a great kisser. You must have misheard me or something. I would never say anything like that. This must be a side effect of the first kiss or whatever. Ugh, calm down. You're an alright kisser at best. But, keep practicing and maybe you'll be a great kisser someday. No, before I leave, give me your phone. Here's my number, so, call me if you want to practice kissing or something. I don't know. And you can also give me a call if you ever get over your crush on that girl out there. Alright, I'm gonna leave now, but you should stay here for a couple minutes. You don't want to leave right away, because what if people see us leaving the closet together? They're gonna think we're an item or whatever. And what if your crush sees you? That would be awful. For you, anyway. But also, don't stay in here for too long, because someone might find you alone, and they'd probably think you're a weirdo. Being a weirdo on top of being a creep. That is a crazy combo. Alright. I'm leaving now. See ya.